Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pure Multifamily REIT LP second quarter results conference call. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. This call is being recorded on Thursday, August 9th, 2018. I would now like to turn the conference over to Pure Multifamily's Vice President, Investor Relations, Andrew Greig. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrew Greig, Vice President, Investor Relations for Pure Multifamily REIT, and I would like to welcome you all to our discussion of our Q2 2018 financial results. We will keep our opening remarks on this call brief, trusting that you've had a chance to review our consolidated financial statements and related MD&A dated August 8th, 2018, for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30th, 2018. If not, the documents are available on our website at www.puremultifamily.com under the Investor Info section or on SEDAR. With me today on the call are our CEO, Steve Evans, CFO, Scott Shillington, and Senior VP, Samantha Adams. Following our formal remarks, we will conduct a Q&A session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up your questions. Before we get underway, I would like to make a safe harbor statement. The following discussion will include forward-looking statements that involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to be materially different from future results expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. These statements reflect current expectations of management regarding future events and operating performance, and Pure Multifamily assumes no obligation to update or revise them to reflect new events or circumstances except as required by law. For a further description of the forward-looking statements, including risk factors relating to our company and our business that could cause actual results to differ materially from the results discussed in the forward-looking statements, please refer to our MD&A dated August 8, 2018, which is available on SEDAR or on our website at www.puremultifamily.com. I would now like to pass the discussion on to our CEO, Steve Evans.
Thanks, Andrew, and thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I'm sure many of you on this call today will be wanting to ask questions regarding the strategic review process that is currently being spearheaded by the Special Committee of our Board of Directors. What I can say today is that the Special Committee was formed to explore all options to maximize unitholder value, including a potential sale of the REIT LP. As previously announced, the Special Committee has entered into confidentiality agreements with multiple interested parties, and the strategic review is still underway. These agreements prevent me or our team from commenting in detail on the status, stage, or magnitude of the review, or providing commentary of any kind relating to the parties involved in the strategic review process. Having said all of that, I'm very happy to report another very strong quarter for Pure Multifamily REIT's operations. We posted excellent same-store numbers once again. And I would now like to pass the discussion on to Scott Shillington, our CFO, for his comments on our financial performance.
Thanks, Steve. Before going through the financial highlights for the quarter, I'd like to note that all amounts stated on this call reflect Pure Multi's interest, as disclosed within the MD&A. We feel Pure Multi's interest provides the most useful information to the unitholders when looking at our financial results. Within the MD&A, we have provided a reconciliation that reflects these adjustments. Looking at our Q2 2018 results versus Q2 2017, same property rental revenue increased by 3.1%, which is driven by an increase in same property average rent of 0.8%, an increase in same property physical occupancy of 120 basis points, and a decrease in same property concessions of 38.2%. Same property net rental income increased by 12.6%. Adjusted same property net rental income, which normalizes the property management fees over the period and eliminates any income resulting from property tax refunds received, increased by 5.7%. At June 30th, 2018, we reported debt to gross book value ratio of 53%, total portfolio lease occupancy of 97.7%, an increase of 270 basis points over December 31st, 2017, and our portfolio weighted average year of construction was 2007, or just over 10 years. For the 3 months ended June 30, 2018, G&A as a percentage of revenue was 9.3%, and for the 6 months ended, it was 7.7%, Included within G&A expenses are corporate-level costs and all property management-related expenditures subsequent to the internalization of the property management function, which was completed near the end of the prior year. During the second quarter, Pure Multifamily incurred approximately $687,000 of expenditures related to the strategic review process, which is currently ongoing, and year-to-date, we have incurred approximately $857,000. Excluding these costs results in the G&A as a percentage of revenue of 6.8% for the quarter and 6.1% for the year-to-date. During the quarter, our FFO payout ratio was 115.5%, or 8.1 cents per basic unit, and year-to-date was 107.3%, or 17.5 cents per unit. And our AFFO payout ratio for the quarter is 124%, or 7.6 cents per unit, and 114.6%, or 16.4 cents per unit for the year-to-date. When normalizing these amounts by removing the non-recurring costs associated with the strategic review process, the FFO payout ratio was 104.4%, or 9 cents per unit for the quarter, and 101%, or 18.6 cents per unit for the year to date. And the AFFO payout ratio is 111.2%, or 8.4 cents per unit for the quarter, and 107.5%, or 17.4 cents per unit for the year to date. With the number of our newer properties still going through a stabilization and lease-up period, we expect our run rate FFO and AFFO payout ratios to be in the low to mid 90% range, respectively. I'm now turning to Samantha, who will comment on the operations for the quarter.
Thanks, Scott. During the quarter, we were able to concentrate on operations, and we worked diligently to reduce vacancy with the goal of eliminating rental concessions being given to new tenants in locations featuring new supply. This strategy of focusing on improving occupancy across the entire portfolio has provided us with the ability to raise rents as efficiently when possible. Our Dallas portfolio is performing well, despite some continuing supply challenges, and the same property occupancy improved to 95.6%, up from 95% in the comparative period. The increase in occupancy and improving demand supported same property revenue growth for Dallas of 2.6% Q2 over Q2. The NOI for Dallas increased 10% quarter over quarter, or 3% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. In Houston, our properties continue to demonstrate strength. Physical occupancy in Q2 2018 was 97.3% versus 94.9% in the comparative period. As a result of our higher occupancy, revenues increased 4.7% quarter over quarter, and we experienced NOI growth of 14.2%, or 8.2% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. With respect to San Antonio, the same property numbers are continuing to improve. On a same property basis, our physical occupancy increased by 2.5% quarter over quarter, and revenues increased by 3.6% for the quarter. This led to an increase in NOI Q2 over Q2 of 19.5%, or 12.3% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. We continue to experience solid growth at our property in Phoenix, San Brisas, which delivered 8.5% NOI growth, 3.8% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds quarter over quarter. The physical occupancy did decrease by 140 basis points this quarter. However, same property average rent increased by 3.6%, which resulted in same property revenues increasing by 1.2%. On a portfolio-wide basis, we increased our weighted average rental rate to $1,272 per occupied unit, or $1.40 per square foot for the second quarter, compared to $1,243 average rental rate per occupied unit, or $1.36 per square foot for the same quarter of 2017. As our occupancy and revenues improve, we continue to diligently monitor and manage our cost structure, something our new systems have been very good at assisting with. As a result, our same property net operating margins have improved by 390 basis points quarter over quarter to 57%, or 54.1%, an increase of 130 basis points when normalizing management fees and property tax refunds. I will now turn things back over to Steve to wrap up.
Thanks, Samantha. I'm very proud of our continued strong results in Q2 2018. Having completed the internalization of our property management function last year, we further delevered the balance sheet, geographically diversified our portfolio, and improved the average age of our portfolio to just over 10 years of age. With the property management internalization behind us in 2017, we were able to remain focused on operations at our properties and continue to execute our strategic business initiatives, producing very strong operating results. In our results today, we reported Q2 2018 same property NOI growth results of an impressive 12.6%. When utilizing the most conservative adjustments to normalize property management and tax refunds, we still delivered a very strong same store NOI growth for Q2 of 5.7%. For perspective, this brings us to 14 out of the last 18 quarters where we have exceeded 4% same-store NOI growth. I'm not sure if there's another REIT in Canada that can make that claim. Looking ahead, the U.S. tax reform changes have created fertile ground for positive economic growth in the U.S. and job growth, especially in our target markets, continues to be positive. Despite interest rate fears, we believe that multifamily real estate is a defensive asset class, and we have worked to insulate the REIT from interest rate increases by extending debt maturities over 7, 10, 12, and 15-year terms. We currently have a weighted average term to maturity of approximately 8.4 years and a very low fixed weighted average mortgage interest rate of 3.72%. Many reports suggest that the demand for apartments will be further sustained by rising mortgage rates, which will increase monthly payments on purchased homes. And the new U.S. tax reforms have reduced several economic incentives that previously benefited homeowners. We believe Pure Multifamily continues to be an excellent vehicle for investors to obtain exposure to the robust and growing U.S. multifamily marketplace. So on behalf of the management team at Pure Multifamily REIT, I'd like to thank our employees and directors for their hard work and loyalty. And, of course, we'd like to thank our unit holders for their continued support. And with that, I'd like to open up the lines for any questions that anybody may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have a question, please press star followed by one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before pressing any keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question is from Fred Blondeau from Echelon Wealth Partners. Fred, please go ahead.
Thanks, and good morning. Two quick questions for you. First, year-to-date, you have incurred, call it, $850,000 relating to the strategic review process. I was wondering if you could give us a bit more color on that, and what are your expectations in this regard for the second half of the year?
The costs related for the first half of the year are legal costs, the special committee costs, and just other costs that we've incurred related to it. I don't believe we can comment on the remaining part of the year. That depends on the time and how long it goes on for, which we can't comment on.
Okay. And not on the strategic process itself, but when do you think you'll be able to actually comment and give us more details on the process?
We really can't comment until we can comment.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you. Your next question is from Dean Wilkinson from CIBC. Dean, please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dean.
Let's say it's not specific to the strategic review process, but as you are going through the process, have you had to change anything that you would have done if the process wasn't going on? Talking about leasing, I don't think you've had any debt maturities, but I know you've got some coming up in 2019. Has it caused you to put anything sort of in abeyance, CapEx, anything like that, or is it just business as usual? And if nothing comes out of this, it would be a continuation, or would there be some catch up stuff that we would probably be looking at?
Right. I think all we can say is that in business as usual with, it's fair to say that, we haven't undertaken a ton of new acquisition investigative work until we determine what the outcome is going to be.
Other than that,
business as usual.
Business as usual. Are you out looking in the market and sort of still looking at deals, but with the caveat that, you have this sort of overarching issue?
Absolutely. We keep fully abreast of the markets and always love to see what's happening in each of the markets. And, of course, we stay engaged in that. We're just it would be imprudent during a process like this to tie up assets or anything like that, so obviously we're not doing that.
Fair enough. All right, so I guess we'll continue to wait is the message.
Correct.
That's all I've got then. I will hand it back over. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Your next question is from Yash Sangpal from Laurentian Bank. Yash, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, or good morning in Vancouver. Your occupancy increase from the last quarter, does it reflect an improving market, or improving market conditions, or is it just pure leasing efforts? Like, what do you think reflects that increase?
It's a combination of both, but predominantly improving market conditions.
Okay. And are you providing any kind of, or maybe you could provide some color around the incentives that you're providing for new leases?
The incentives, I'm sorry. It really depends. Every property and submarket is a little bit different. And if there's a lot of supply in a particular area, you're sort of 2 to 4 weeks of a rental concession. That would be typical.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Yash.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is from Himanshu Gupta from GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning. So on the IFRS portfolio value is, I would say, largely unchanged in quarter two from the last quarter or even quarter four number. Just wondering, did you do any new appraisal on the portfolio recently? Did you revisit any NOI or cap rate assumptions on the portfolio or any specific properties?
Yeah, we did 5 appraisals this quarter throughout the different markets. They've all increased. They're not increasing as they were historically, as cap rates have now stabilized. But we are getting the NOI growth of the properties, and that's the main driver now for the increases in the appraisal value.
Sure. And any market specifically you appraise these 5 properties? Like, is it Dallas? Is it any of markets?
We did 3 of them in Dallas, 1 in Phoenix, I believe, and 1 in San Antonio this quarter.
Okay. Thank you. And maybe just a broader question. Any color on the cap rate environment? Steve, you mentioned about the rising interest
cap rates are fairly stable in all the markets. We're not seeing the compression like we were historically, but they're all stable now. There was quite a big spread over the last few years between the interest rates and the cap rate. So even though interest rates have gone up a little bit, the cap rates have remained stable just because of that spread.
Okay, awesome. That's it from my side. I'll turn it back. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question is from Michael Smith from RBC. Michael, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning.
Hey, Michael.
I think you ended the quarter June 30th at a leased occupancy of 97.7% and versus, I guess, the average physical occupancy of 95.5%. I wonder if you could just talk about what your expectations are for Q3, Q4. In terms of occupancy and rents and the market.
Yeah. Hi, Michael. My expectation would be, and of course I don't have a crystal ball, but the occupancy should remain fairly strong through Q3. Q3 is typically a very strong leasing month. And one of the benefits of having higher occupancy, of course, is you can start to move rental rates much more than when you're struggling with a lower occupancy. Q4, who knows? It's, as I've said on previous calls, Q4, for example, is a bit of a challenge in San Antonio, which we're trying to get ahead of now. The economy down there in our markets anyway continue to strengthen, and we're starting to see new supply trail off a little bit in some of the submarkets where we have had new supply as an issue. So my expectation would be consistent. Occupancy should remain fairly consistent across the rest of the year. and hopefully rental rates will follow.
Okay. And just to expand on that, could you give us some supply-demand characteristics of your major markets? Just give us some more color on what you're seeing and what you're expecting this year and next year based on what you know is under construction. And
I think it's fair to say we've got a balanced supply and demand in sort of Houston, Phoenix, and San Antonio. Some of the sub-markets may tip one way or the other. It's a bit of a challenge talking about markets on a sort of a general basis because some of the sub-markets are quite different. The sub-markets in Dallas, continue to deal with some new supply coming on, especially in the Richardson-Plano-Frisco corridor, which is where the bulk of the new supply seems to be focused. But the reports that we're reading certainly indicate that we're going to see levels drop off in 2019. So whether that remains true, time will tell. But we're certainly starting to see stronger occupancy numbers, which is a sign of supply being used up.
Okay, and Steve, I mean, you give that stat about your same property NOI. I think it was 14 of the last 18 quarters north of 4%.
Yes.
I mean, this quarter was on a normalized basis 5.7, and for the first 6 months of the year, it was, I guess, 5.2. Q4, it was, I think, just north of 7. Are you, let's say, for the next, for the next few quarters, and then as supply kind of starts to get absorbed into 19, what are you thinking in terms of same property NOI growth? I know you can't give specifics, but just ballpark ranges and from what you could see today.
Yeah, kind of, I think if we can stay in the goalpost, north of 4 on a consistent basis, quarter over quarter, I think everybody should be happy. We'll be happy with that. Obviously, we try to get the maximum, but I'm not sure how many REITs are in that range and are able to make that kind of a statement. So that's what we anticipate. We don't see it trailing off dramatically. I think there's going to be consistent rent growth with all the job growth that's going on and population growth that's continuing to go on down there.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for me.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Your next question is from Brad Sturges from Industrial Alliance. Brad, please go ahead.
Hi there.
Brad.
Just to go back on the rental concessions a bit, how do the rental concessions compare today versus maybe where you were a few quarters ago? And do you think it's going, given where your occupancy levels are, is there further room for reductions on the concessions now, or will that stabilize for now, given what, given you're still dealing with some new supply in some markets or sub-markets?
Yeah, I think that the term, in terms of whether it was 2 to 4 weeks, I think some of the properties last year may have gone as high as sort of 6 weeks in terms of a rental concession. And what we're seeing is the frequency of having to offer rental concessions is declining rapidly, which is great for us. I think we're going to see a continuing decline. Whether it will be as fast a decline as we've seen in the last sort of 6 months, I don't know, because we're now nearing more sort of stable levels. But, it'll be interesting to see what Q3 does ultimately for concessions. The trend is still coming down. I'm just not sure it's going to be at the same rate that we've seen in Q1 and Q2.
Right. Okay. So the pace is going to moderate a bit given.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
I mean, my dream, my ultimate goal is to have no rental concessions, but I'm not sure that's realistic.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press star followed by 1. There are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
Thank you, operator. On behalf of Samantha, Scott, Andrew, and the entire Pure Multi Management team, we'd like to thank you all for spending time with us today. If you have any questions prior to our next call, don't hesitate to give us a ring. We're happy to chat on operations. not on strategic review. Thank you.